All right, we're recording. We're doing it.
All right, welcome to Rated NA, the episode number 208 for the podcast Nerd Appropriate. What? I've already ruined the no edit podcast.
All right, next.
Next? What?
Take two.
All right, welcome to the podcast
Rated NA. Podcast for the website nerdappropriate.com.
nerdappropriate.com. This is episode number 208, and I'm Matt.
And I'm Ash.
And we're sitting in the chilly tundra that is San Diego outside of the river.
Yeah, San Diego's interesting because it was pretty warm today.
I had the
swampiest of butts.
It's legitimately chilly at the moment.
Yeah, and it's nice and chilly, which is like, you know, it's sort of a blessing because this convention. Oh, we're at San Diego Comic Con.
We're at Comic Con.
We are, yeah. We actually just got done with Preview Night. I don't know.
As of the Preview Night.
I don't know why that happened to me. We just got done with Preview Night and we ate some food and now we're sitting in the same spot we were sitting at last year or close to it.
Yeah.
And we're just going to kind of talk about the show. And
so it's going to be quickie. It's going to be a quickie. We're not going to do the normal format. It's just us hanging out at a table at the moment. So
yeah.
We're going to go over, you know, what we've sort of done today and then what we've got coming up the next few days.
Con stuff. Talk about some con stuff.
And then we're hoping to wrap up a bunch of Comic-Con content for you guys.
Right.
Over the next few weeks, you'll be getting podcasts.
Right.
Of the audio variety.
Yeah,
so from the Nerd Appropriate brand.
And the good thing about Comic-Con is there's so much going on, and you know, we should be able to get a lot of coverage out of it, in theory. And that means we'll have some really interesting, fun stuff with some cool guests and so on and so forth in the coming weeks. But
we're also when we do our next regular episode, we're going to go in deep on Batman Arkham Knight, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just finished it.
I did. I wrapped that game up.
Screw you, man.
I know, man.
I started it before you.
Yeah, well, I was irresponsible for a couple days. So, you know, I took a weekend, and I was a horrible human to my wife, and I was like, you get out of my face! I'm going to play Batman, you go away! And so I just played some Batman for like a good, you know, I think I played like 8 hours in one sitting one day, so.
It's gross. I don't know how you do that. Although I did.
Well,
I think I've done
it involves no pants.
Right.
It involves typically eating crappy food and...
Yeah.
And just, you know, basically letting your body waste away. Which is, you know, that's what Bruce Wayne would do. So, as you guys can probably tell, we're kind of tired.
Yes.
We both have, like, movement trackers on our bodies.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, Matt has more than me because Matt's been responsible and has been running around and stuff. But I have 19,000 steps and 9.4 miles. And that's a typical day at Comic-Con. We put up an article a couple years ago. Some blogger logged all his mileage basically at Comic-Con and went something to the effect of, 35 miles over the course of the weekend. I think I'm actually going to beat him.
Yeah.
By the time we're done with 4 days here, I'll definitely go over 30 miles. So it's a... You know, I always joke that one of the things you should always do before you go to one of these shows is, like, work out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you're fucked. Like, you can't go 9 miles in a single day without feeling like you're destroyed.
It's crazy. So. Yeah. I haven't talked about it much on the podcast, but I've been attempting to be more fit again lately. Because we talked a little bit today. I have a desk job.
Yeah.
And my body is being slowly destroyed by it. So I've been running again lately and doing some stuff, but I went 25,693 steps today and walked 11 miles. Although, to be fair, I think this includes my run, and 2.5 miles of that was my
run.
But
still,
in the morning.
That's a staggering amount of movement for a convention.
Like,
people don't understand. You say, oh, Comic-Con's tiring. And they're like, oh, what the fuck do you do? You like walk around the floor and look at shiny shit. Well, that's true. You do that. But you also wander around the
city. We did
the floor
three times today.
Oh, yeah. We did the floor many, many times. And we left a little bit early from Preview Night as well. So
Preview
Night. But I guess, yeah.
I think we'll kick it off by mentioning that part of the upcoming interview episodes is we got to talk to the authors that are James S. A. Corey today.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. So I woke up this morning and Matt was out running around and our wives were out. They were still in the hotel room getting ready and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm going to wander around the gas lamp and, see what there is to see in downtown San Diego. And I was getting hungry, so I went to get breakfast, and they actually had a sci-fi does a cafe every year here at Comic-Con, and they had a sci-fi Expanse cafe, and I was like, well, fuck it, like, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna have some sci-fi Expanse eggs and some sci-fi Expanse sausage.
Sure, yeah.
And so I sat down and I had a pretty good little breakfast, and you messaged me and were like, hey, I'm going to come down. But I messaged that I was at the cafe, and I added, James S. A. Corey, who's the author of The Expanse, and just kind of got into a Twitter conversation with them, mainly because I know you are a massive, massive fan of their books.
I am.
And long story short, we ended up meeting them
In
our hotel bar.
We had an impromptu interview with them, which I was not prepared for whatsoever.
No, you did fucking really well.
They're great. Like, they're super. So the actual authors are Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank, and they are the duo that makes James S. A. Corey. And super nice guys, just easy to talk to. We actually talked to them for about 20, which is why the interview was a little weird. We talked to them for about 20 minutes before we did the 10-minute interview.
Right.
So some of the interview was like retreading of things that we talked about beforehand, but very nice dudes and super stoked for them and all the stuff that's going well for them at the moment, which includes the TV show and more books. And they sort of hinted that they're already working on the sixth book and that they could have a second season coming. So, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, not to give anything away, but the origin story of how The Expanse became a book and then later on, is about to become a television show on Sci-Fi is a really awesome origin story of how it came to be. Yeah. And it's sort of every nerd's dream, conceptualizing your own fantasy IP and then all of a sudden having it explode and become something that's very real and very tangible.
Yeah.
And it looks great. Like, we got to see some of the props today inside the
props,
cafe.
And then they did this like VR thing with the actual 3D ships. And so I saw the I just blanked on the name. I was going to call it the Cantaloupe, which is not the name.
I saw the Cantaloupe. Can you believe it?
No, the famous old story. That's what the ship's named after. The
Calliope.
Canterbury
Tales.
I think it's the Canterbury. Which, if you've read the books, it is the opening ship that you deal with in the books. And
awesome.
Does not have a long life. So we will. We saw it. It looks amazing. It's humongous looking in VR. It was gigantic.
That's
but
awesome.
So super nice guys, and they'll be on the next episode.
Gonna be cool,
along with some other peeps.
And for those that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, book series Expanse out now, and also it's going to be a big series on sci-fi this winter,
December.
So that's pretty exciting stuff.
So then we headed into preview night, kind of wandered around. I bought a couple of. I had one request from a friend, which was to bring back the hardcover, first edition hardcover of Saga. So it's the first, I think, five trades collected into.
So you
into
say
one.
Saga, not Sega.
Well, Sega is a gaming company that has an E in it, and Saga is a book as well as a long form.
So you don't say Saga either.
I don't believe it's Saga. No, I think it's Saga.
It's Saga. I mean, Saga. Definitely that has a more regal tone to it. I would say.
Do you say Saga?
I don't know what I say. I don't think I've ever said that word.
Saga? You've never said Saga?
Maybe when my cereal is a little bit Saga.
We need to get some sleep. Let's wrap this one up quick.
Oh man,
already rough.
Dad jokes galore.
Is it better or worse when I'm just sitting here staring at you and you make those jokes as opposed to being on the podcast?
I think it's better. Normally it's when better. I make them, I'm alone and I can't tell the faces that people are making at me. So the looks of disdain are actually pretty welcome, and I like them quite a lot.
So we did that. Walked around. I took a bunch of pictures of the floor. Just kind of general pictures of the floor. I'm gonna put those up for the site. What else did we do?
So normally, like, what I write an article every year that's like 10 things you got to know about Comic-Con.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Well, the thing is that I started feeling bad because I was plagiarizing myself. I was basically rewriting
the same
article. So I figured that the quickest thing to do is to try and run through that just quickly, you know, for those that are planning on coming to a show or a show of this size, and see if I can remember them all from memory. The first is, obviously we already said this one, but, you know, get lots of exercise before you come to one of these, or else you're
sleep
screwed.
While you're at it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people make the mistake, and obviously, you know...
For real reasons. I mean, there's stuff, there's a lot going on. You go to parties every night if you want.
Yeah, you could do that if you want, but
we're
then...
not party people.
No.
We host a party, but yet we're not party people.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
We host an early old man party that starts at like 4 and ends at 8.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that one again. The other one is, you know, get lots of rations. We always joke, like, make sure you do a Ralph's run. There's a Ralph's here in San Diego.
And get the right rations. Like, get some granola. Maybe some
fruit,
vegetable, some water.
Yeah. And it's important because everything here is very, very expensive. So make
and
sure
terrible
that
you
have you have lots of stuff to gobble down. The other one I usually say is avoid Hall H. Although Hall H this year, Hall H, for those that are listening that don't really know much about Comic-Con, it's the biggest hall. It's where, you know, all the
is it seat
Marvel
6,000, is that what they said?
6,000 people, yeah. So it's typically where you get the big, you know, big shows like Game of Thrones and Marvel's typically there, although they're not there this year. All this stuff is
DC's
in Hall H.
There,
and
I
generally say skip it because there are people that as we speak, you can kind of look over our shoulder and see the Hall H line.
There's already, it's probably, the hall is probably 3/4 to all the way full already.
Right.
With people, no one inside of it. It's just everybody lined up outside. Right,
everyone
now
waiting to go in tomorrow morning. And honestly, nothing is really worth that much, especially with how the internet works these days.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff you see there is up online within minutes, if not days, afterwards.
Right.
And it's pretty easy to get.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing I put in the article last year that I think is kind of important is, you know, these cons are always what you make of them. I remember coming to my first few cons and feeling like I had to do everything.
Yeah.
And feeling like if I missed a panel that I was like a big failure and that I would, you know, wait in line for hours on end and not get in. But the whole point of this is to, you know, be surrounded by creative people doing creative things and have a really good time. And if you're not doing that, then that's when you're failing. So, you know, just have fun. If you can't get into a panel, then go do something
else. Go do something
else. Right?
Have a backup panel ready. I usually will tend to pick a panel that I know I want to get into, but I also know might be big.
Yeah.
And have some backup stuff just, like, listed along with it so that I can be like, okay, well, the line for this was crazy, so I'm going to go to the voice actors one that I know I'll get into or whatever it might be. Because you'll never get into all the panels. It's, like, impossible.
Right. One thing I know that I always said, and this is bigger than ever this year, but even if you can't get a Comic-Con ticket, which is getting harder and harder to do each and every year, there's tons and tons of stuff to do off-site.
There
to the
really
point where,
is.
Like,
yeah.
I'm almost more excited about the off-site programming this year than the on-site programming, and a lot of the off-site programming is free or, you know, is
well,
a ticketed type
there's, like,
thing.
Nerd HQ stuff, which is all ticketed and for charity, although I won't lie, a little annoyed with how fast that stuff sells out now.
Oh, less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Every single panel, less than a minute. Not like the one big, like Joss Whedon, less than a minute and everything else you can kind of get.
Yeah.
Everything was sold out within a minute.
Yeah, we tried this year too. Which
makes me feel like they just need to make the venue a little bit bigger.
Yeah. 200 seats per panel for Nerd HQ, which is, I mean.
Oh, that is bigger then. Okay, so they did go a little bit bigger.
It's a little bit bigger, but 200, you know, in comparison to Hall H, which is 6,000.
Yeah, yeah. And they do big things at Nerd HQ. That thing's really grown. So, and then Geek and Sundry's off-site. There's a whole thing in down by our hotel, and Adult Swim's there, and FX is there, and
there's a concerts going on in the other park behind the Hilton. There's like concerts for 2 days straight, all sorts of different bands.
Yeah, just lots.
It's
and
crazy.
Lots and lots.
It's absolutely
kind of
crazy.
Nuts.
So I mean, it is. You know, people. I hear people joke all the time, like, oh, Comic-Con, you know, it's not worth it. Da-da-da-da. It's like, well, it is what you make of it. I mean, you can honestly cater your experience to whatever you want it to be.
People get mad. It isn't as, like, comics-focused as it used to be as a whole. I think it's still here. You have to find it, kind of.
Right.
You know, weirdly, Image is becoming really big here, and DC is decent. You know, DC and Marvel are obviously huge, but DC and Marvel also do a lot of TV and movie now.
Yeah,
so it's not as, like, big of a deal, but it's still here if you can find it and I think there's plenty. Like, there's still plenty.
Yeah, there's lots to do. And it would, honestly, it would feel weird not coming because it's become such an annual thing for me.
There's a little bit of terror that if we don't, I feel like the moment I say, okay, this is the year we're not going to Comic-Con, will just be the last year I go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's quite quite a lot of hoop jumping to get here. Yeah. We're not going to lie. Like, you know, getting a good hotel is not easy, and sometimes miracles have to happen. Getting, you
One
know, plane tickets and all sorts of stuff is just a real big challenge, but in the end, it's always worth it. So,
yeah. What's the rest of your? Do you have any? Do you remember any of the other points?
No.
If not, I say we run. Can you run through your days real quick? Do you
My
have
days?
Days?
Yeah, I can
run through mine while you're pulling yours up.
Sure, do that.
So Thursday, there's a Geek and Sundry panel with Felicia Day I'm probably going to go to, and then the surprise one for me is I'm going to go check out the new Heavy Metal.
Oh, that's cool.
They're doing a panel. I was going to go see what that's all about. If you are a child of the late 80s, early 90s, heavy metal holds a weird special place in your loins, which is a heavy metal-themed magazine that they'd put out that had comics and, like, short story, sci-fi stories in it, and was borderline art pornography
for
a while.
Yeah, there's
lots of...
Lots near of sex nudity,
and nudity.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And then on Friday, I've got... There's a Nerdist music panel I might try to make it to.
Cool.
And then Adult Swim, Robot Chicken, and Bob's Burgers is all in Indigo Ballroom on Friday. So that's going to be probably the rest of my Friday. I put some backups, which is Marvel Television, and there's a Ghostbusters retrospective, and that stuff I might go to. But I have a feeling I'd really like to see Bob's Burgers, so I have a feeling I'm going to end up in Indigo Ballroom all day. And then Saturday, The Expanse.
Ah, there you go.
I'm going to go catch the premiere of The Expanse at 4 p.m. So if you are here and you're going to Comic-Con and you hear this before Saturday, I will be in line.
Yeah, come
say
hi.
With all the other people, come say hi, and we'll be ready to watch The Expanse.
Awesome.
How about you, any highlights?
I have some stuff. I have some voiceover stuff that I want to check out tomorrow because I'm a big fan of voice actors and what they do. So there's a panel called Voiceover Celebration with people like Matt Mercer and Tara Platt. And we had Tara on the show, I think, 4 years ago.
A while ago. But it was four, maybe three.
Maybe three. She was awesome, though, so I'd like to eventually talk to her again. There is a Other Space event going on tomorrow afternoon. Yes. It's not a panel. It's a signing in the sales pavilion with the cast. It's at 1:30. So I might go drop by there and wave at those folks.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there's a new show called The New TV Land with friend of the podcast, Allison Brie.
Friend.
And Mr. Michael Ian Black. So I want to check that out. And what else? Some press stuff that I won't talk about till I do it, just in case it doesn't happen, so I don't sound like a liar. Some cool stuff going on with Her Universe and Ashley Eckstein, so we'll talk about that. And let's see, what else? Friday, what do I have? Vikings panel, I want to see. Huge fan of that show. Some stuff with Critical Role, Geek and Sundry's Critical Role, so
cool.
I'm going to check that on Friday. Nerdist is doing a pod jam, which is something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, I looked at that and I thought, that's on my list of things to do.
Yeah.
But it matches up. What time is it at? It's
4:30.
At 4:30, which is or Bob's Burgers is at 4.
Ah, yeah.
So given the choice between the two, I am going to go with Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nerdist.
That's all right. So then after
we still have nerd name grudges.
I know, right? Theirs is so much better than ours.
It is better than ours.
And their logo is really pretty cool.
They probably paid a lot for it.
Yeah, maybe. iZombie and Orphan Black are at the same time that day, so who knows what's going on with that.
That's some weird programming choices.
There's a lot of overlapping for, I don't know why, but they tended to overlap things that are like similar in genre, so you're like, oh, that just sucks. Why wasn't that at a different time?
Yeah.
Let's see. Saturday. Expanse I have on my list also.
Yeah.
Muppet Show panel.
Is that Saturday? I didn't
see that. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock.
Well, is it in the Indigo Ballroom? Because
otherwise, 6A.
I will not be doing both.
Yeah. And let's see what else.
Hardwick's doing one in the Indigo Ballroom on Saturday. that I might go to, just so I can, I'll just camp the room at that point, see that, and then catch the Expanse.
Oh, there's some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff on Sunday I'm pretty excited about.
Is there on Sunday? I haven't looked at Sunday yet.
There's a Women of Marvel panel on Sunday also. Ah. So there's a lot of cool stuff. It's going to be a pretty busy year, and obviously stuff that we're not talking about yet until it happens. So I'll just surprise you.
I think that's sort of it for tonight.
That's it.
I know this is weird. This is going to be a short one for everybody, and it's not a full episode with Scott and everyone else, but those will be coming back soon. This you're going to get a lot of Comic-Con in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, lots of Comic-Con for sure.
On a sort of separate note, but related, we quietly put up a new website design this week. We're pretty happy with it, I think, so far.
Yeah, for sure.
So check it out. You can now use your phone and your tablet. You can listen to the podcast on the site from your mobile if you'd like to. And it's just got some stuff, some bigger pictures we're going to make better over time. But a little bit of work in progress, but we hope you like it. We hope you like where we're headed.
If you don't, well, then that's
if you don't, tweet us, because we'll take every tweet and we will throw it in the goddamn trash. We'll print it out, crumple it up, and throw it in a trash can.
Yes.
That's what we think of your opinions.
Unforgivable.
So.
let's get out of here. I'm tired.
Me too.
Yeah, you guys can find us at Nerd Appropriate on Twitter. Nerd Appropriate on Facebook. That's / Nerd Appropriate on Facebook. You can go
to Nerd Appropriate on Instagram.
Instagram,
this week there's four of us running around with the Instagram tied up.
Lots of pictures to share and all sorts of fun stuff to share. So definitely keep in touch with us there. And we'll be back very soon with all new content.
Yes.
Later, guys.
See you.